Toto! Episode 2, how's it going? So, my Bluetooth headphones died. Not a lesson that I should ever learn, not a lesson that I should have had to have learned. But apparently I'm going to have to learn the lesson where, yeah, you always bring your charge materials to work, allegedly, with you. I guess you could also charge your Bluetooth headphones overnight as well. I am 2 hours into my 8.57, allegedly, day. I'm without my Bluetooth headphones. So I do have my old, well, they're actually Lisa's headphones. Lisa's, the included headphones that come with your iPhone. And they're good headphones, but they're not good headphones anymore because I can barely hear them. So I'm stuck with either those headphones or the shitty, like, Dollarama headphones that only play in one ear for the rest of the day. I was going to listen to a bit of music today with my iPod Classic. With my iPod Classic, I can't use the Bluetooth headphones because iPod Classic, at least my iPod Classic, doesn't have Bluetooth capabilities. It's a little bit of a setback not having those beautiful bastards, those beautiful Bluetooth headphones, those wonderful earbuds for me for the rest of the day, but that's okay, I'll make do. Right now, that's another thing. One drawback to the Bluetooth is apparently they've got a 7-hour battery life. I don't know if that's good or bad. They were under $20, so they're not like super high-end Bluetooth headphones or anything like that, but they may have a short battery life. I don't know for sure. But the other thing, I don't know if this has anything to do with the Bluetooth headphones or not, but that last podcast was almost 30 minutes long. It had a 4 megabyte file size. If I was trying to really make the most out of my 100 megabytes worth of monthly space that I was allowed, if I, you know, was wanting to do podcasts all the time, that would be great because I'd almost be able to do like unlimited podcasts for the course of a month. Because 4 megabytes for a half hour is not a lot. Like, I mean, you do the addition, an hour would be 8 megabytes. 8 times 11. So I got 11 hours and I'm still only at 88 megabytes. 96, we're at 12 hours. And then I can do another half hour. I can do 12 and a half hours with a podcast at that rate with my 100 megabytes a month. 12 and a half hours of podcast in a month. I mean, most podcasts go once a week. Well, I shouldn't say most, but I'd say a lot of podcasts go once a week for an hour and a half. So that's right there. That's 6 hours. You know, some podcasts go twice a week. So there you go, 12 hours. Like, I got a good allotment. You know, 12 and a half hours in a month. I mean, a lot of the best podcasts that make a ton of money and shit and are like super professional and like great podcasts, as I said before, when I said, you know, some of the best, I mean, they go for like 12 hours a month. So that's, you know, obviously, I'm sure the sound quality wasn't really good out of the 4 megabyte file that I had. But 4 megabytes, like, that was a lot of work, and it only chipped away 4 megabytes. Like, what the fuck? So maybe it was because of the headphones, the mic on those Bluetooth earbuds. I don't know, but now I've got the regular old Apple earbuds that I'm using with their microphone, so maybe their microphone will amount for more space. If this happens again, though, if I do another half-hour show and I only chip away 4 megabytes, well, fuck this, I might have to just start and stop the recording a couple times to really drive up the file size. Because, you know, I know I want to be fair about this whole way that I produce 90 plus megabytes worth of content, but if I'm going to get fucked over that way, where all the file sizes that I produce are way smaller than they should be, well, fuck, I think I got to bite back. You know, I'm not a fan of getting fucked over and not responding. I like to play honest in sports and stuff, but if my opponent is not going to play honest with me, then I'm fully ready, willing, and able to not play honest with them. So I guess my opponent in this case is the 90 plus megabytes worth of podcasts that I have to produce monthly. And that's how we're going to not play honest. I'm just going to start and stop recordings and whatnot. Or maybe record myself sleeping again. We could really analyze my sleep apnea and snoring. Because, yeah, that's fucking horseshit. So yeah. Apparently, Josh, you can't make the house party tonight, because you gotta work Saturday. It's Saturday in Hong Kong, and it's fucking horse shit, but they have to make up time because of all the lack of classes they've had because of the pandemic, and in doing that, they're forcing my good buddy, one of my best men, one of my best friends, they're forcing him to fucking work on Saturday. What kid wants to go to school on Saturday? What teacher wants to teach on Saturday? It's fucking horseshit. But that's the least of their problems out in Hong Kong right now. All kinds of police retaliation on protests right now. So, I mean, it's nice that you got work. And you're nice. It's good that you're... I know teachers hate teaching online, so it's nice that you're back in the classroom, not teaching online, but I'm sorry that you gotta work on Saturday, and it sucks that you're not gonna be here for the house party. I'm gonna miss you, but you know, we'll catch up next time. We'll keep in touch, and you know, gonna have to produce another 100 megabyte, 90 plus megabytes in June as well. Well, no, I mean, hopefully we'll get together online at some point here. You know, it's like I've been saying, the positive out of the negative to come from this pandemic, it's really a nice thing to actually have more face-to-face interaction with my good friend, which I wasn't having before when he lived in Hong Kong. It was just like, hope and pray that he visits Saskatoon sometime soon so I can see my best friend again. Really throwing out the best friend line a lot. Sorry about that if it's pressuring and it makes you uncomfortable. I remember once I had a friend in elementary school, and we were going to watch a Saskatoon Slam game. That was an old pro basketball team we used to have. And he came to a lot of games with me. And at one point, he, on the car ride, either from the game or to the game, he mentioned something about me being like one of his best friends, or like his best friend or something like that. And my parents both knew that feeling wasn't reciprocal. That, you know, he was my friend and everything, but he definitely wasn't my best friend. And, you know, so my mom was pretty choked that he said that to me, because, you know, that's a lot of pressure. And, you know, sometimes people say shit to somebody. You know, it's like when you drop an I love you. You know, there's a pressure to say it back. whether or not the person saying it back loves you or not, or you, whether you love that person or not, I don't know, maybe there's a degree of pressure there. So yeah, no pressure there in dropping the best friend line. I just you know, you gotta let the people that you love know that you love them and that you care about them and all that. Sorry, this is an odd tangent. But anyways, yeah, I once played a joke on Josh in Colorado at a racquetball tournament. It's pretty funny. I had a heart to heart with them, and I told them that I was in love with them, like more than just a friend. You know, just fucking with them. I guess I was in a drama class in university at the time, so I did that a couple times on that trip. I tried to test my lack of acting chops to see if, you know, and I did that a few times, and I sat him down and told him that I loved him as more than a friend, like romantically and all that shit, and I tried to like drag it on for as long as I could. It's a really, really shitty thing to do to your friend. I mean, that's a really awkward position to put somebody in. I mean, it's kind of funny, but fuck me. Like, I did some really shitty things when I was little, when I was younger. Yeah, that was one of them. That wasn't the shittiest thing, but fuck me. That's embarrassing. Very cringy and very uncomfortable. I eventually said, nah, I'm just fucking with you. Yeah, that was something else. So, you know, hey, but be that as it may, I'm sure that me calling you my best friend, one of my best friends over a podcast, it's probably not nearly as much uncomfortable pressure as that time in that Denver hotel room when we were drunk, where I expressed romantic feelings for you. So yeah, sorry about that, by the way. I mean, it was kind of funny, and I did eventually divulge, hey, I'm just fucking, I'm just kidding. But yeah, sorry about that. That was that was something else. Not my finest moment. But anyways, I'm totally fucking train wrecked now. I don't know where I was going with anything now. Oh yeah, the house party. So it is a good thing that, you know, I've been keeping touch virtually with these, and yes, it's not the same. It's not the same as actually having a house party and getting to hang out with somebody. But I wasn't virtually hanging out with any of my friends before this all happened. And like, it's not hard. It's not a hard thing to do. So yeah. You know, I'll see you another time, but it sucks. I'm hoping we're gonna get a good turnout for this virtual party tonight. I'm gonna get stoned regardless. I'm gonna do some edibles after work, allegedly. And I'm doing this intermittent fasting thing right now. I'm pretty sure it's bullshit. They say that you can't out-exercise a bad diet. I disagree. At least in terms of a body composition standpoint, I know that you're going to be healthier when you eat better food, and when you keep on point with your diet, you're going to be a healthier person. But in terms of like from a purely body composition standpoint, I think you can absolutely out-exercise a bad diet. And of all the things, I'm not like solely driven towards losing weight right now, but I think I'm maybe a little heavier than I need to be as a racquetball player. I think I'm like 5'11". I'm tipping the scales at about 185 right now. I don't know that I'm fat, but I might be a little too heavy for, you know, what I use my body for, and I could probably lean up a little bit. I'm not like in this crazy, you know, if I was 10 pounds or 15 pounds or 20 pounds heavier, it'd be a lot more important to maybe drop a few LBs. But whatever, it is what it is. But in terms of like, I don't think I eat, I think in terms of like people on the face of the planet, I think I eat pretty good. I may be totally up my ass. I know Josh, my nutritionist, you may disagree wholeheartedly about that. I know that I dabble in my candy and I eat like an absolute animal when I'm high. And, you know, I eat a lot. I've got a very vociferous appetite. But I think that I'm not crazy on point with my diet, but I think I do a pretty good job all in all. So there's that. But also, like, I'll say that the only thing that's really ever, I feel like, ever been really successful in keeping me lean and healthy is fucking training hard. You know, I know there's a health outside of your weight that is definitely going to be occurred through eating better, but in terms of like staying lean and staying, you know, lighter, the only thing that's really ever worked for me is training hard. This intermittent fasting thing is not working. I mean, in terms of like dropping pounds, I'm probably doing it all wrong. Like the 9 hours that I allow myself to eat, I eat pretty fucking hard. Like there's not a lot of downtime in that 9 hours where I'm not stuffing my face full of food. So maybe that's the issue. Maybe I'm actually eating as much or maybe even more food in that 9 hour period than I usually do when I just eat all day and constantly graze. And I'm also not as active right now, even though I'm doing my 100 push-ups and I'm doing weight workouts every second day. I'm not playing sports. You know, I am biking to work basically every day. But again, I'm not playing sports. I'm not playing ball hockey. You know, racquetball season is on hold right now. So all that stuff isn't happening. So, you know, that's probably a big part of it too. But again, that goes back to like, you can't out-exercise a bad diet. I fucking beg to differ because, you know, that's always been the driving force in any time when I've been my most lean, you know, and my most fit and all that stuff. It's been almost, I don't want to say solely related to training, because, you know, if I was eating McDonald's all the time, you know, I may still keep a acceptable body mass index and body composition, but it would be worse. It would be softer. Be, you know, probably not as strong, not as fit, not as healthy, not as cardio. Wouldn't be as good. All that stuff, it would suffer. But I don't think it would suffer nearly as much as it would when I'm not active. When, you know, the driving force to everything for me is training. As soon as I'm training, things are better in terms of my body composition and my fitness level. So I think that you absolutely can out-exercise a bad diet. Maybe I don't have a bad enough diet to where I should be saying you can out-exercise a bad diet. Maybe there is a bad diet that I would not be able to out-exercise. I don't know. But anyways, the shitty thing though, I think why I started talking about this intermittent fasting thing is I'm planning on getting stoned, and we all know what happens when Lee gets high. When Leif Cassidy shows up, there's a lot of eating that happens. And given that it's the weekend and I'm going to be hanging out with my friends over the internet, I could be up a little bit later than I normally am, which means that I'm going to be eating later in the day than I normally do. Which means, like, I basically am not going to be eating anything for this entire workday. I'm thinking, you know, I could be up this late as midnight, and I'm, as is the case normally when I get high, I usually eat myself to sleep. So I'll be eating until midnight. So I have to not eat until 3 o'clock if that means I'm gonna be eating till midnight. So I packed a lunch for myself, but that was basically useless. I ended up putting the lunch in the work fridge. So now I will, you know, my work that I did yesterday to pack my lunch won't be all for naught. I'll have a lunch waiting for me on Monday morning, which is nice. But yeah, I basically have no use for the lunch that I packed myself last night today. And I realized that as I was packing, I was like, wait a minute, I'm gonna be partying tomorrow, which means I'm gonna be high tomorrow, which means I'm gonna be eating myself to sleep, which means if I'm gonna stay true to this intermittent fasting bullshit, I do kind of think it's a crock of shit. Maybe it works for some people, but I think it's kind of a crock in terms of myself. But maybe I just haven't been doing it long enough, or I haven't been doing it right. But anyways, yeah. I realized that right towards the tail end of my lunch packing. Like, oh yeah, I'm not going to be eating any of this work lunch at work. So, fuck me, right? But anyways, yeah, funny thing. Lisa's actually dictated that I'm not allowed to do intermittent fasting over the weekend because I took Benson out for a walk maybe Saturday morning last weekend. Was that a Saturday? I think it was Sunday morning or maybe Monday morning last weekend because we had we didn't have a long weekend. We didn't have a long weekend last weekend. So it was either Saturday morning or Sunday morning. Went out for a walk with Benson and I was a little shitty with everything. He would just kind of sit on the ground and explore nature, picking dandelions and stuff. And I just kept texting Lisa over and over again about how bored I was, and you know, how we're not fucking moving. And I was just all grumpy and shit. And I had the dog with me too. I was trying to manage walking the dog and going on a walk with my son. And Lisa was at home. And yeah, I was just not handling things the way that a responsible adult should be handling things. Not like I punted my son or my dog or anything like that, but I was shitty. And her thinking of why I was so shitty was because I didn't eat. I didn't eat yet that day. So she's like, yeah, no more intermittent fasting on the weekends. It's making you shitty. You're not, you know, you're not at work. You're not on a mower all day. You're not happy as a clam on your mower dealing with your hunger. You're out, you know. It's just, you know, it's one thing when you're busy all morning working to manage your hunger like that, but when you're home on the weekend, you're not doing it effectively. So no, we're not going to deal with the grumpy fucking, a grumpy Lee, a grumpy husband in her case, or a grumpy daddy in Benson's case and Charlie's case. So no, you fucking eat. You're not allowed to intermittent fast on the weekends. So I'm not allowed to intermittent fast on the weekends apparently. But anyways, yeah. But I think it's kind of a crock of shit, if you ask me. But whatever. What do I have to lose? You know, racquetball season isn't back on yet. So I don't necessarily need to go back to eating like an athlete just yet, which, you know, in my world has always kind of been, well, you eat all day, eat healthy shit, but, you know, eat all day, grace, when you're hungry, you fucking eat, and, you know, when you're playing sports, you eat the whole time, because the minute that I get hungry while I'm playing sports, I'm fucked. My performance goes to absolute dog shit. My mood goes to absolute dog shit, which causes my performance to go to absolute dog shit. So yeah, you're just always eating. You always make sure you got food with you. You always make sure you're eating food. And that's what eating like an athlete is for me. I know there's athletes that can function on a keto diet or a intermittent fasting diet or whatever, but to me that's not effective. I think athletes need carbs, because there's clearly athletes that can function without them, but for me, I need carbs, and I need to not be hungry when I'm training and when I'm performing. So that's eating like an athlete for me. There's different definitions of eating like an athlete for everyone, but I don't necessarily need to eat like an athlete right now because sports are off. So that's the way that I'm approaching this. But I do think this intermittent fasting bullshit is kind of a crock of fuck. I said crock of fuck because I didn't want to say two shits in the same sentence. Bullshit and crock of shit is redundant, so I could say bull fuck or bullshit and crock of fuck or crock of shit about intermittent fasting. But anyways, I don't know if that's exciting or not, but you know, here we are, contractually obligated to do my podcasts. I really hope that this file is fucking longer than 4 megabytes, or else I'm gonna get really upset and I'm gonna start cheating on the way that I produce the 90 plus megabytes of content this month. What else can I talk about? Haven't watched any movies lately. I think that's maybe something that I need to work into the entertainment schedule. Dark Side of the Ring, Season 2. Oh shit, I still gotta send you the link for that Stadium Stampede match. It's definitely not a Dark Side of the Ring issue. That is a Light Side of the Ring. Bright Side of the Ring, one of the great things about pro wrestling is that Stadium Stampede match. Still got to send you the link to watch that, Josh. I think you should give it a shot. I think it's worth your time. Want to know what you think about it. Maybe you could record a podcast of yourself reviewing the match and then post it on the Grown Men Coloring page so I can chip away on those 90 plus megabytes. But yeah, Dark Side of the Ring Season 2 is over now. I'm watching Rick and Morty. I watched a lot of Letterkenny yesterday when I was doing my weight workout while Benson was having a nap. I watched Letterkenny, and what a great show. I've talked to Josh about it. There were some things in the last few episodes where I was kind of like, a little bit of redundancy here. It's a fucking great show. I think it's absolutely a great show. I've said to you in conversation, Josh, that I think it might be better than Trailer Park Boys. It might be the greatest Canadian series of all time. Letterkenny is absolutely positively better than the most recent seasons of Trailer Park Boys. I like the most recent seasons of Trailer Park Boys, but there is season 7, they kind of became imitations of themselves. I think it's not so much that's the issue in later seasons. Maybe a little bit, but not really. It's not... I don't know that it's ever going to be great again, but it's still good. This is really boring. Josh is the only one that listens to the podcast, and he has to listen to me here talk about things that we've talked about in conversation many times before. But just in case there's somebody outside of my good friend Josh listening to this podcast, I'm going to talk about it. I've probably talked about this before. I don't know that it'll ever be great again, but it is still good. And it's nice to hang out with the characters again, even though it's not at the level it was when Mike Clattenburg was, you know, directing and writing the show. I don't know if that's the reason for the show not being as good as it was through seasons 1 through 3. 4 and 5 are great too. 4 has some like unrealistic-ish, like, I don't want to say jump the shark, because I still love season 4. But like, the thing about seasons 1 through 3 to me is like, yeah, you figure out at a certain point you're watching a scripted show. But there's a degree of realism. There's a degree of like, I'm watching a documentary here and there's always moments where you're, okay, yeah, I get it. This is, but like, there's something, it's grounded. Like, it's, to me, it's sort of grounded in reality. And I really appreciate the show. I really appreciate that about the first 3 seasons of the show. 4 goes off the rails with some stuff, but the stuff that it goes off the rails with is fucking hilarious. Season 5, same thing. It goes off the rails with some stuff. Season 4, you have Conky and you have Steve French. And you have the weed plants that grow like taller than people. Maybe that is something that's actually possible in real life, but you've got stuff that goes off the rails. You got Randy hitting the lady with his gut on the bus. You got stuff that goes off the rails, but it's fucking hilarious to me. Some people might brand it as lowbrow. I mean, some people brand the whole fucking series as lowbrow, and it's not lowbrow. It's high art, actually. It's just, you think it's lowbrow because of the swearing, and because, you know, it's called Trailer Park Boys, and it deals with people living in a trailer park, but it's not lowbrow at all. I guess some stuff in following seasons, 4 through the rest of the show, could be considered lowbrow, but some lowbrow shit's fucking funny, fucking hilarious, and I think it is. And the season 4 stuff is fucking hilarious. The hash driveway in season 5, and Corey and Trevor being treated like dogs and acting like dogs is fucking hilarious. So it's funny shit. So yeah, it's not grounded in reality the same way as seasons 1 through 3, but it's fucking funny. It's fucking great. And season 6 is fucking great. It's one of my favorite seasons, actually. I love season 6 as well. And then season 7 is probably my least favorite season. It's still good, but it's my least favorite one. And I think maybe, and that one does have Mike Clattenburg involved. He's directing and writing it, but it's maybe kind of his end point. It's maybe sort of, he's kind of done with the it's kind of his, he's sort of like, okay, like, this is all I can do. I've got to move on. I got to work on, you know, this is it. I tried to go for one more season, but I don't know that this is for me anymore. And then the show ends. And then the show's gone for like a long time. And you know, as much as season 7 was my least favorite, I'm bummed out that there's no Trailer Park Boys anymore. You know, I always said, you know, if they can not suck, if they can just like, I'm good with it going forever as long as it's still good. You know, and that's now what they're doing, although I'm not sure that they're making live-action Trailer Park Boys anymore, now that Jim Leahy passed away. Now that John Dunsworth passed away. I think that maybe the show, from a live-action perspective, they do their podcast. Their podcast is really funny, too. I gotta start listening to the Trailer Park Boys podcast again, because I really, or the podcast, as Julian calls it, because he's always looking to make a buck. I really like their podcast as well, so I should start listening to that again, because their podcast is really good. I think they still make the podcast, and they do like a video form podcast, so you can see a live action version of the Trailer Park Boys there. So there's still live action components of Trailer Park Boys. They're probably still doing live shows, performances and stuff like that, but I think the series doesn't go in live action form anymore, and I think that's because of John Dunsworth passing away. But they have the animated series. The animated series is pretty good. If you thought that season 4 through the rest of the show was off the rails, the animated series is absolutely positively off the rails. They, like, right away, in, like, the very first episode, they realize they're cartoons and that they're allowed to do all these things. Kind of like, you know, in Space Jam, the end of Space Jam, spoiler alert, when Michael Jordan figures out, oh, I'm in Toon Land, I can do Toon things. I wish I would have known about this at the start of the game. That way we wouldn't have been down, you know, a lot to a little, or whatever the flashes on the scoreboard. Kind of one-sided. I think kind of one-sided flashes on the scoreboard. The Monstars are up. Kind of one-sided, isn't it, to however many points the Toons had. But he's like, yeah, I wish I would have known that I could do Toon stuff, you know, at the start of this game. This game, we wouldn't have been down so much. Now we're down by one, we'd probably be up by 11 had I known that I could do Toon stuff. But anyways, yeah, spoiler alert, he does Toon stuff and stretches his arm out and scores the winning basket with a slam dunk from, like, behind half court and wins the game. And then the NBA players get their talents back, and Bugs Bunny and the rest of the Toons don't have to be enslaved. There's a really good SB Nation YouTube documentary thing about Space Jam. It's pretty fucking sweet, actually. But yeah, so they do, like, Toon stuff, and they figure out they can do Toon stuff and all that stuff. So it's off the rails, but it's pretty good. I need to watch more of the Trailer Park Boys animated series, because I like it, and I've kind of got away from it. There's just so many shows. That's just the thing. There's so many shows, and it's hard to spend time on good shows, because there's so many great shows out there. So it's unfortunate how many good shows just don't get a look. And Trailer Park Boys, the animated series, is a good show, but I don't have a lot of time for good shows. There's too many great shows out there. So, you know, but Letterkenny is a great show. There's some stuff that was kind of grating. I don't want to say grating. The goths in Letterkenny are, like, they're kind of shitty. Like, the goths, if the show was just about the goths on Letterkenny, it'd be a shitty show. Because, yeah, I don't like the goths. That's the only part of Letterkenny where I'm like, this sucks. And the goths, every now and then they have some good shit. But yeah, I'm not a fan of the goths. Everyone I talk to about the show isn't a fan of the goths either. I think that's definitely the weak link of the show. But I guess it's necessary. Maybe the show would not be as good if you didn't have the goths. Just because, you know, you need a cast of characters. And the goths are often antagonists in the show. And you need antagonists. They have a purpose. So, you know, they have a value and everything, but they're definitely the least favorite part of the show for me. Not a fan. But yeah, there's some stuff the other day when I was watching it where I was like, is this really better than Trailer Park Boys? Like, I don't know, some of the jokes and stuff are kind of wearing on me a little bit. They're sort of becoming redundant, all that stuff. It's quite possibly the greatest Canadian series of all time. It's fucking awesome. Letterkenny is outstanding. There's times where I'm sort of like, I don't know if I like that much. But there's some, yeah, it's fucking dynamite. It's a great show. I think even people that aren't Canadian can love Letterkenny. It's outstanding. So yeah, I was watching a lot of Letterkenny the other day when I was doing my weight work. Well, yesterday when I was doing my weight work, and it was great. I really enjoyed it. But like I said, there was times when I was like, I don't know if this is actually better than Trailer Park Boys. That might have been some heavy praise. But you gotta take the show as a whole. And I'm on season 3 right now, so maybe I hope the quality doesn't decline as the show goes on. I know there's a lot more seasons that I haven't seen yet, but up until this point, yeah, it's fucking excellent. So yeah, it was a enjoyable. I had a good time watching. There's one episode where they go, look. Anyways, yeah. It's great. It's great. I love it. So that's. But I haven't watched any movies in a long time. It's been Letterkenny, Rick and Morty, AEW Dynamite, AEW Dark. That's their YouTube show. They basically all the matches that don't make it onto TV. Generally, they tape like so before and after the actual airing of Dynamite. Well, Dynamite is typically live every week, so then they tape they have matches before Dynamite starts that they tape for AEW Dark. They're called Dark matches, that's hence AEW Dark. And it's Daryl. And they have matches after the airing of Dark. They've been doing a lot. Usually Dynamite airs every Wednesday live, but they've been doing taping. They've been taping episodes more lately in light of the pandemic, which I think is great. At one point, they had taped like 3 or 4 or 5 weeks worth of shows in one taping, and I was a big fan of that because that meant that everyone could go home and be safe during this time. They've stopped doing that. They had taped enough for 5 weeks of television, but then they decided, like, restrictions kind of lifted. Things looked like maybe they were a little safer, so they went back to, oh, Daryl's having a piss. Fair enough. We don't have a lot of access to washrooms right now in the midst of this pandemic, so sometimes when you're out on your mower cutting grass, you gotta water some trees. Allegedly, not saying that he's not pissing in a toilet right now, it's just, you know, I just maybe am surmising that maybe Daryl's taking a piss. They had a bunch of weeks taped in advance. They used some of those weeks they taped in advance, and I think restrictions lifted, things looked like they are safer, so they decided to go back to, well, now they go like live for one episode, and then the next day, they tape next week's episode. And then now they can go home and quarantine and be safe and not have to work for a while and not have to put themselves at risk for a while. And then they go back live and then tape the next day for the next week. But yeah, so they have a bunch of... AEW Dark is basically the stuff that gets taped that's not airing on Dynamite is AEW Dark, and that airs on YouTube. So I watch AEW Dark a little bit. I watch Being the Elite, that's another YouTube show. I watch AEW Dynamite. I watch Letterkenny. I watch Rick and Morty. I have more shows than that, of course, but I haven't really been watching a lot of shows or a lot of movies. Well, no movies lately. I need to start watching Ozark. I hear amazing things about Ozark, so I definitely need to check out Ozark. I've seen the first episode of Ozark. I really liked it. It's just so many shows, so many great shows. So I didn't end up watching more Ozark, but I hear such great things about it. I hear it's very much like Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad is one of the greatest series of all time. So yeah, gonna plan to watch some Ozark eventually here. But anyways, I think that I should bid you adieu. My Toro is low on gas. And it's very bad when you run a diesel engine out of gas, because apparently you have to like bleed the lines out in order to fix it after that happens. It causes a lot of damage, not like a gas engine where you just fill it back up with gas. As long as you can limp the out of gas vehicle to a gas station, or you have a jerry can or whatever and you fill it up with gas and voila, it works again. Apparently it's pretty crazy damage. I don't really know exactly what bleeding out the lines means, but it's not good and it's a lot of work, and I would get in a lot of trouble if someone had to bleed the lines out in order to fix my mower that I drove around cutting grass while I was, you know, how far at the farthest point from where I'm cutting right now, I'm maybe 200 meters away from a gas pump, probably less. 200 meters. Well, there's all those ball diamonds. There's two ball diamonds. Yeah, I don't know, like 200, 300 meters, maybe less. I don't know, I'm very close to a gas pump. So, yeah, it would be bad. I would get in trouble and be, and the perception of me, reputation and perception and would not be good if I bled my diesel mower out of gas in the midst of being very, very, very close to a gas pump. So I'm going to go fill up with gas now. How long have I been blabbing on for? 45 minutes and 50 seconds. Well, this file definitely better not be only 4 megabytes, or I will fucking snapcase. So anyways, thanks for listening. Episode 2 of Toro, Toro, Toro. And I will check you later. Check yourself. Zip it up and zip it out. Well, see you later.